Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk.
It's time for action.
All right, we're doing the action this morning on B104.3. And here's the thing. We have a special guest this morning for Coffee with Kane and...
Cater.
No, I was going to say, are you hello? Hello?
Oh.
Yeah, you.
Hello?
It's you, dude. It's
yeah.
You. Yeah.
Oh, Cater. Yeah, Cater.
Yay, Cater.
I'm back.
Yes, you are, my man. So, hey.
I hope nobody turned off the radio when I said that.
probably not. I don't think so. They voted for you, didn't they? You won the majority of the vote.
I did. And you know that there's a lot of people that said, hey, man, I can't wait for this election to be over because they really enjoyed Coffee with Kane and Cater. But I think they like Dave better. But
Think they like Mr. Kane better than Dave Cater?
Yeah, probably.
I think that Mr. Kane probably has a little bit of coffee envy today.
I bet he does. He's such a great influencer.
Yes, fantastic influencer. He likes being on with Coffee with Kane and Mr. Kane. But Coffee with Kane and Cater is the OG.
Now, is it okay? I go with the boosted tea from the grind, but, you know, whatever. I don't do the coffee.
I know you don't do coffee. Tea. I have some homemade southern toasted pecan from Cameron's, which I'm finding difficult to find now because a certain box store in Deloge doesn't have it, and I don't know why.
Oh,
so
I don't know why either.
I'm having to look for it in other places. So
yeah.
Hello. I don't know who the GM is at the Deloge store. I know I can get it in Farmington because I know William takes care of me over in Farmington. So
William does. But she's the lady over there in Deloge is really good. I bet if we talk to her, I bet she could get that in for you.
You think so? Okay. Well, maybe.
Oh, I know. She's amazing. Yeah.
All right.
William was great, the greatest, but she's doing good too. I got to see them both together and I told William, I said, I miss you, man, but I said, she's kicking it over there.
Oh my gosh. I bumped into him at Country Days in Farmington. And
yes.
He was like, wait, I know you. Well, yes. Yes. I'm a store customer and who says, you know, I love what you're doing here, but I'm also Dave Cater's sidekick.
Right.
I didn't say
right.
That.
You're the famous one.
I think I actually introduced myself as Mr. Kane's wife.
Oh no.
Because I mean,
you know, William is such a great guy, though.
He is
does
a
so
very
much
nice
for the
guy.
Community.
Okay, so if you are just joining us and you're listening right now and you're like, I have no idea who this person is. I don't know what's happening. Why are they not playing music? Because Thursdays at 8 o'clock are time for Coffee with Kane. And we've kind of branched out a little bit because somebody was in the middle of an election and couldn't be.
Yeah, the politics thing.
Yeah. Well, couldn't be on the radio and not have to have your opponent on the radio for equal time, who is a nice man, but you know, we're not longtime friends.
Yeah.
I'm just I don't
right. I understand that.
I feel like Mariah Carey, I don't know him. Anyway, so I just brought in my son sometimes, brought in my spouse sometimes, and I will tell you, you know who loves Coffee with Kane the most is my mother-in-law.
Oh, really? Awesome.
Yeah, she thinks it's pretty hilarious. But I think part of it is that her son was on. I don't know.
Right. Maybe, now she's probably going to say, who's this guy?
She may like me. I don't know. But here's the interesting thing about my mother-in-law is my mother-in-law, being in Ohio, she participates in an online Bible study with people from church in Bonterre.
That is awesome.
I know, right?
That is really neat.
And like when she came for baby girl's wedding last year in April, like she got to hang out with all those people. It was like, oh, here's all your friends. In fact, one night she's like, okay, well, I realize I'm staying with you guys, so I'm going to go hang out with my Bible study friends. I was like, excuse me? Good, because I'm busy planning a wedding. Anyway, no, I'm kidding. I didn't say that. I love my mother-in-law. She's the sweetest. Yeah. Okay, so you know how you and I like to play like we're dumb?
What do you mean? What?
Yeah, you know how
exactly. What are you talking
about? You and I have a tendency to pretend to be dumb. We are not dumb. We just like to play dumb on the radio. Well,
there you go.
So I saved this because I saw this story yesterday, and I thought I'm going to save this for Dave Cater because this is you and me.
Oh, nice.
There's like a whole There's a whole meme where people desperately ask other people to explain things to them like they're a kindergartner. But it doesn't always work because people on social media are talking about these things. No matter how it's explained to them, they just don't understand it. And I am going to start off with the number one thing because I think that you and I... This is not our area of expertise. Space. I don't understand. I don't comprehend universes and solar system and all of, I don't get it. It feels like it's not reality, which I know it is because I've met astronauts who've gone up in space.
Yes, yes, you have.
I have met multiple astronauts who've gone up in space and people who've worked with them to get ready to go up in space. So I know it's real, but I can't, unless you go, I guess maybe you can't really fully comprehend it. So anyway, how do you feel about space? Do you feel like you comprehend this?
Well, and as we all know, I went over to the Grissom for the second time, the Space Museum.
Yeah.
And I got to see all that stuff that's actually been up there. And now they have a VR thing, and it is amazing. And I put it on the other day, and it was like I was really there. So it's hard for me to think that I could really be there climbing into that spaceship like they're doing in space. With no gravity. And it's just unbelievable. Yeah. I'm with you, though.
The no gravity thing amazes me.
Oh,
I was reading an article about an astronaut who had to do a spacewalk outside the space station and had to remove like 130 screws off this panel in order to keep everything operating. I don't know, but I was just like, this is making my stomach hurt. This makes me so nervous. Like, how do you even hold on to 130 screws in space? Like, how does that even work?
Right, and I drop things all the time, you know? As I'm doing something like that, I drop them all the time. But I guess if you really let go of it, it's
still gone.
There, right?
It's bye. Bye. Bye, Felicia. It just floated away.
Yeah, but at least you had that chance. It didn't fall like, boom, I lost it in the water. Like, we're building a dock. Oh, I lost a screw. I'll never get it back because it's at the bottom of the lake. Or my wrench. It's like, oh, God, go after it.
That's what those big magnets are for. Speaking of magnets, I don't understand how magnets work. I just have resigned myself to the fact that they're magic and that's all there is to it. Yeah. I see people all the time on experiments and they'll be like, we magnetized this thing. And I'm like, you mean you did magic? Explain it to me like I'm five. Electricity, I kind of understand. I know it hurts when you accidentally touch the prongs on a plug. You just yank your hand back and be like, yow! But how it...
Usually doesn't happen twice, right?
Yeah. I mean, and like I have had classes on radio, and I understand amplitude modulation and frequency modulation. I get those things. Oh. Do I understand how you can transport sound through the air? No. No, I do not.
You know.
I don't get how that works. But I pretend
that's
like
how
I do.
You used to push those buttons and you made everything work and you would press them and you wouldn't even be looking at it and you press the button and something would happen and I'm like, that's like magic to me.
Oh, I mean, you're talking about when I'm in, yeah, when I'm in studio and I'm multitasking the whole time. And I do, and listen,
you didn't even look what you pushed.
No. And I have a new board, too, and it is way more complicated. And I set it up by myself, so it's fancy.
Oh, my.
Fancy. I'm fancy
That's
like
awesome.
That. I'm like a country song. Fancy. Okay, so quantum mechanics. I do not understand quantum yes. mechanics. Do you even know what quantum mechanics is?
No, because, oh, man, they made me take that quantitative reasoning, and I didn't even know what that was.
Oh, quantum mechanics is something they talk about on the Big Bang Theory, and I don't understand it, and nor do I care. Do you understand the stock market?
No, no, not at all. I don't know how the numbers work. I know if I'm investing my money, something happens. Down 2 points. I'm like, what the heck? What did this happen?
I don't get the whole activity on the floor of the stock exchange. The buy, sell. How do you even know? Like, how do you even?
Yeah, I don't know.
How do you remember that? They're all yelling, and no, I don't. I think that's fake. Kind of like crypto mining. And any other
right.
aspects of digital currency and blockchains, that's just, it's imaginary money. It's not real. And it has to be stored on these big
places
servers.
100 times.
Trading Places?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mortimer. That's... And I still can't. Mortimer. I still can't understand.
Futures. The orange crop futures or pork belly futures.
Exactly.
Like, what is that? You are making stuff up now. I don't believe it. I don't understand how airplanes can be so heavy and they can fly, but I know it's possible because
right.
Mr. Kane was a flight attendant and I have flown many times. And I know that it's the
right.
aerodynamics, like they take off and then, you know, they use their engines and the wind to, you know, hold them up and they use the flaps and all of that. But how are they so big? Have you ever seen a C-130 up close?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I tell you, when I fly, I hold on to that seat so hard that my fingers are, and oh man.
Oh, you're not
like,
a confident
flyer.
What's
holding me up? And why am I not falling out of this plane? Yeah.
Okay,
no.
So my dad was in the Air Force, and so we went to the air show on base every mm-hmm. year. I mean, like I've been to so many air shows, I lost track. But
right.
they would always have a big C-130. That's the kind of greenish gray one that comes in and it's so huge. It looks like a boat in the sky. And then they'd land because they can
carry the cargo, right?
Yes, they can carry tanks. They
yeah.
can carry all kinds
yeah.
of stuff. You can walk inside the back of one. When they have an air show at an Air Force base, you just walk right into the back of a C-130 and it can hold like buses, like two side by side.
Man.
And you're like, this is the biggest thing ever. How does
it take off with a tank? You know what a tank weighs?
Yeah.
How does that thing take off with a tank and stay in the air?
Yeah. How does it fly? I don't understand how it works. I mean,
I don't know.
I can understand why a butterfly can fly. Because it has humongous wings and a teeny tiny little body. But
it doesn't weigh a thing.
No. Anyway. All right. So if you're just tuning in, we're talking about things you can't wrap your head around and how even if it is explained to you like you're in kindergarten, it still does not make sense. So some of the easier
exactly.
ones, like, you know, how cell phones work or clouds and the cloud. Clouds in the sky and
the cloud
where you store your the metaverse. I don't
information. How does that? Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't. How does a chicken make a whole egg every day? It took me seven and a half months to grow two babies, and I could not make it all the way to the 9 month mark. How does a chicken do it every day? And some of them make multiple eggs a day. Like, how does that even?
Yeah.
Or more technology and MRI. How does that even work? I've had PET scans. I've had all kinds of scans from head to toe. How are you seeing inside my body? I just, like when they
well,
do when they
I've
do those
a,
those baby ultrasounds where it's almost three-dimensional and you can see the baby's face and everything. Like, how does that even work?
See the baby. It's like, oh, that's amazing. Okay, my phone's in my pocket. I'm walking along and I'm talking about, hey, I'd like to have an ice cream today. I think I'll go get a milkshake or something. And it's like, my phone's already searched where I could go get milkshake. I didn't tell my phone to do that.
Oh, okay. So Siri was, she was eavesdropping yesterday and offered
who
to
was?
Siri.
Siri.
I have to be careful and not let her hear me say her name. Yeah, she was eavesdropping yesterday because I was like, I just want to get to the sandwich place. And then she made suggestions of sandwiches. And I was like,
I know, it's like,
Siri, you're invading my privacy. This is rude. You're rude. So anyway.
Listen to me. But I am a Google man. Don't forget. We don't do the Siri thing.
Oh, okay. So,
Google.
All right. Have
Android.
You
Android?
Have you ever had to Google how to fold a fitted sheet?
No.
Okay, because that's the last one on my Reddit list of things that have to be explained, like we're in kindergarten, is how to fold a fitted sheet. I know how to do it. Do you know how to do it?
Well.
Okay.
Not really. It's always a mess. The ball, you just roll it up.
No, that is not how the...
Roll it up and put it in there. My wife hates that.
I'm sure she does. I'm quite certain that I am on Team Tina
That's what they're for.
Where the fitted sheet...
To be balled up and to throw.
There is a way to tuck the corners inside each other and then... No. It's a good thing you're pretty, Dave Cater. I'm just saying, because what's she going to do? As my mother-in-law would say, what are you going to do? Divorce her over the laundry?